Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session, and I think you can tell by now, I am not Emerson. I'm Maxwell Gilly, and because it is the last show of the year, as has been tradition for the last couple seasons, I'm in charge now. So all I can tell you is this, get ready, because it's officially School Talk with Maxwell Gilly today, and frankly only today, because I don't think I'll be brought back again for next year. But Emerson is still here. Good morning, Emerson.
Hey, Max.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be a... Good morning. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Max!
Good morning, Emerson.
Good morning, Max. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Oh, it's a big day today.
Yeah.
Last School Talk of the year. I graduate today, so I got a lot happening. It's carb day today at the Motor Speedway, which is exciting.
You know something about that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
because we had our big Indy 500 show on Wednesday, which was pretty cool. But, Emerson, there's a lot happening because it's the end of the year.
Wow.
Important week. So, as has been tradition, yes, I've had to read the big board. We're changing it though.
Oh,
you're gonna be reading the big board. Are you ready?
Oh my, yeah. All right.
So that is the thing we call.
The big board here, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School. The big, it even says the big board, like I can really read. May 31st, Wayne Township's last day of school. All the kiddos, all the young folks, all the young scholars will be out of school at home to cut grass and clean up the house. Graduation June 5th, 7 p.m. at the State Fairgrounds Coliseum. We did a show on that last week.
Yes,
on
we
the graduation.
Did.
So hope you folks listen to that, because a lot of good news that you can use. If you missed the show, it's on Audio Boom. If you don't know what to do, go to the website, Ben Davis High School website. You get a lot of information on the graduation for June 5th. T2 days. I like that little race car up there. I know it's not a story there, but there's who did that story?
That would be Owen Poley, who was the one who drew the Indy car.
Yeah.
So we're 2 days away from the Indy 500.
That's what that means. See, I know you knew that stuff like that, you know. And social media, we're at WBDG at WBDG Indy, except TikTok. That's at Giant 90.9. And requests are still 317-244-9234. That's 244-9234. Podcast or on Audio Boom. And School Talk this Friday at 7:30. We play Sunday at 2 p.m. We'll be on Audio Boom later on today. This is Max. As traditional, Max runs the show. And I'm just reading the big board because Max told me to read the big board. So that was the big board.
All right, then, Emerson. So... we got a big show on tap. We've had a very successful year, but real quickly, I actually have something for you. I do. It is for you. I figured we should give this to you on the air. Here you go. It's a gift we have gotten for you. So we are going to be having Emerson opening it on the air right now. What? It's my resignation letter. I'm leaving Giant 90.9. That's what it is.
It bit me. No.
There we go.
Oh, man.
It's a custom-made T-shirt. Wow. My brother was the one who helped design that. It is Emerson driving the school bus.
Easter, you seen this? Oh, my
goodness.
He's
out there. He sees it right now.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. Boy.
Crazy with a Q. Crazy.
Crazy with a... That is... Boy, that is... I got to hire you. You're going to get a job. My mom hiring him for something. That's... Thank you, Max.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Dang. Dang. Push the magic button for somebody. You! Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Dang, Max. You're making it hard for the next guy or girl or guys or anybody.
So, yeah, we got two next year. It'll be Big Rob and Big Nelly.
They're in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. You're a hard act to follow. I'll just shut up. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, Emerson, this was a special year for School Talk. This was season 20. Can you believe it? And
no.
One of the things that we wanted to do, we've wanted to do this all season long. We wanted to bring in one of your old producers. So have done that.
Oh, my goodness dang.
We have Jordan Monsheen back here.
Number one.
Yeah.
The first season. Come on in there, man. Gosh. Wow. Hey. Whoa, what's up, McDonald? Dang, man. That's awesome. Dang. He got less hair than I got. We got bigger beard than I
got. I was about to say.
Congrats. Man, Jordan, what's up? Machine!
That don't make no sense.
Dang.
It don't make no sense.
Oh, my
goodness.
I think
I created that little button.
Dang, I think you probably did. You probably did because it works because this show don't make no sense.
How you doing? Congratulations on 20 seasons.
Woo.
I don't know if I was the first, but I was woo. Third or fourth. I think, close.
I don't know who the first one was. Johnny Easter knows. He got it written down somewhere. I got it written down somewhere, but I can't read. So, I walk around with my name on a hat, so I don't even know my name. So. Gosh, man, great seeing you.
You too. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Studio looks a little different.
Yeah, we're bigger.
Looks great.
Yeah. You're
I'm bigger. I'm bigger everywhere except the hair.
We're part about when you're a youngster, when you're in high school, you're a certain size, and it is. You come back to school, hey, room looks smaller. No, you got bigger. You grew up.
That's true.
You grew up.
I wouldn't say I grew up, but
I know that feeling.
I'm older. I didn't grow up, but I'm older. Yeah.
Push the magic button on that one. Even though it ain't my show. Ah, wow. Man, I'm like asking 10,000 questions, but this is Max's show, man.
I know you can. I got a couple for him, but you obviously knew Jordan a little better than me.
Oh man. So how's Pops?
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's still good. Still over in Speedway.
Okay.
So. All right. I'm on the Far East Side now, but I'm waiting to get back over here to the best side of town.
Best side,
West Side.
Hey. Okay, I'll just run it. I'll be all over the place like a drunk driver.
Wow. Okay. Dr. Butts. And just like that, I apologize to Big Rob and Big Nelly. Season 21 ends today.
I was worried I was going to say something.
Okay, I was gonna say student driver.
Can't make it 5 seconds in without already having a cancel school talk.
Okay, senior driver. No, that's where I'll stop.
Everyone is a good driver. Okay, we're just gonna lie to the audience and say everyone's a good driver.
Everyone's a good driver. I can follow instructions. No, I can't. Okay, I'm sorry, man. No, I'm not, but go ahead.
It's fine. So our guest, Jordan, here. Jordan, former School Talk producer. Let's know you a little bit more. Emerson always says get into your Kool-Aid, so we're going to be doing that, as is tradition. Where'd you go to high school, and then did you go to college?
I went to Speedway High School. Came over here for the Area 31 Career Center, and probably was the thing that got me through high school. Wasn't a terrible student. I just didn't like it all that much.
I understand.
I liked coming here. From there I went to Vincennes. Did not do their radio program, but did audio engineering and recording, and then went to IU. And then from then went on to working for Harley dealerships, doing marketing, and now I do crazy stuff. I cook sometimes, and now I work for a company that helps at-risk youth, and we run psychiatric residential treatment facilities, and I handle the marketing and stuff for that. So,
wow.
Little,
It's impressive for
sure. A little different from the Harley-Davidson world, but
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well, I mean, the big thing about bikers is philanthropy. That's something people don't really notice a lot. It's just how much work they do for the community. So it's good to see that you're still active in the community. So why did you decide to join WBDG?
That's a good question. I always liked music, always liked, thought I could do a better job than the people I hear on the radio. And, you know, probably not wrong on some of it. But, I just loved music and had the opportunity and tried really, really hard to get in here. And for some reason, they let me in. And I kind of loved it and hit the ground running, did some radio at IU and Vincennes, kind of snuck in on some shows because they didn't let you do a radio show if you weren't in the radio program at Vincennes, but they IU did, so that was fun. Just mainly loved music and had a band, wanted to promote some of my stuff, and kind of it worked out.
All right, good to hear. So do you remember when you produced School Talk, like what years it was or anything?
It was 2007.
Ooh. Alrighty then.
Ooh. It was 07.
Yeah, seventh year. Wow. I don't remember nothing else.
So, Emerson, what do you remember about Jordan?
Fourth year,
it was season
year, yeah.
Four.
See, I ain't got it wrong. It's season four. See? Told you I'm old.
Yeah. Emerson, what year is it?
This year is 2023.
And how old are you?
I am 68. Don't ask my shoe size.
I
have to ask my wife my shoe size. So.
Just wanted to make sure Emerson knew where everything was. So, Emerson, what do you remember about Jordan when he was the producer of School Talk?
He wasn't quiet, but he really wasn't real talkative. He was really laid back. You know, he was getting ready for those older years of being a cool biker, you know.
It's still that way. I'm still not that loud.
You know, and he was just cool. He was really cool. He was a calming factor in a room where I'm always hypering on site, you know, cloud nine on coffee and stuff like that. You know, that's good stuff, coffee. And like, so Jordan was the cool one. It always took a producer. I always need producers that can, you know, control the show and control the host. And Jordan was smooth. You know, didn't get ruffled. You know, feathers didn't get ruffled. He just stayed cool and made sure the show went along, you know.
That's why I lost all my hair, was trying to control the host.
I love his passion, though, because, he did something that he liked in high school, and I liked that, you know. And then, like you said, you kept doing, even though it wasn't what you wanted to go in, something that you like, and I love it, you know. So he still does. Great spirit right now, working with young folks. I mean, that's huge. No two ways about it.
Understandable. So, Jordan, when we look at your career here at Giant 90.9, you talked about you were big into music. So, you obviously probably did music shows. Did you do anything else outside of hosting your own music shows that you remember?
Here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here.
Yeah, we did the was producer School Talk. Did a lot of football games. Was here on Fridays School Talk was on Fridays then still. So it was, yeah, I was here from about 6:45, 7 in the morning at that time till probably 11 o'clock at night, you know, going between Ben Davis and Speedway for classes and stuff. And the marathon, I think it was the 41? It was one of those, but that was a long, it was the last one that we did. You guys didn't go any more hours after that one. It was 44.
But do you know?
I don't know.
No, we got audio boom now, but I've got, I think, every show all the way back to the very first show, either on cassette or on CD. On CD. I'm going to find your show. I'm going to find a couple of your shows. Going back to Mystery, but I got every one of the, it's really weird. I got big old stacks of CDs and cases and stuff like that. My wife, why you keep that stuff? Because it's history.
That'd be a cool archive.
Man, it's history. Yeah. Every single show, it's crazy. You
know? We were still using tapes for air checks back
then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. It was really crazy.
But you know, that's the amazing thing about how long we've had this show is that you talk about how we started out. I'd have to record a a cassette or a CD for you every, and then, you know, here's your CD. Yeah. And, you know, now it's just, I mean, you had it on, what was your other Podomatic?
Podomatic.
Yeah, there was some others, and you'd take the CD and put it on Podomatic, and, you know, now we just stream it and record it, and it's up there in 22 seconds after the show. I mean, it's pretty amazing how technology it. It's scary and amazing how tech. I mean, Max did a whole drama, radio drama. It was constructed by AI. Had had like places to put in sound effects that were AI, and then they did a music was all AI produced. It was just that was
back in
cool.
My day. We had to use a hammer and chisel.
Yes,
to write our scripts.
Hammer and chisel.
He's got a hammer.
Yeah. Back in my day, they hadn't invented the wheel yet. I was.
What's that?
I always tell the kids. Back when I started teaching here, when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
This is going to squeak, Max.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. At least you had dinosaurs. We didn't have those.
You rode dinosaurs.
That's a good one. Dinosaur rodeo.
Understandable.
It's called Dino. The Flintstones. Here we go.
There we go. There
my
we
cartoon.
Go.
Yeah, Fred. What you know about Fred?
I don't know, man.
You know about Fred Flintstone?
Oh yes, I do.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. He makes good vitamins.
Yeah. That's a great point. That is a great point.
I was Fred. No, it was a Barney. I was getting in trouble. No, that's Fred. Okay.
I never thought this is how school talk would go. Trying to decide on a new episode of which Flintstone are you?
That's typical school talk. It was just bum rush the show.
We've had one bum rush. How about another one?
Yeah.
Mr. Goins.
Mr. Goins.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
There goes the audio.
There's a bum rush.
There's the meter.
Ride that fader.
My favorite, Jordan, back audio in boom. The place. Giving back. Always appreciate that, Jordan.
Good to see you.
You know, I got a little more gray hair, but at least I
have
hair, right?
That's fair.
I wear a hat.
You coming back, man.
Glad to be here.
Good
to see
good.
Everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, he looking good. Look at him.
Okay, all right.
Not yet. Next May.
Next
May.
All right.
Next May.
Congratulations.
Did you ever say you'll dance at his wedding?
I did tell
probably.
You.
Probably. Yeah. You guys over got an invite. Years, you got an invite.
I tell you, I dance at your wedding. Thank you, Jordan. I'll dance at your wedding.
I heard that a lot.
All right.
We got that on tape, so.
There we go.
Or audio boom or digital.
The cloud.
Yeah, the cloud. Yeah. What's on the cloud? What if the cloud starts raining and all the data starts falling out?
School talk.
I can't go to work while the cloud is raining.
Water and radio do not mix very well.
Me and radio don't mix. I cut the radio. Miss Easter said, "Hey, Mr. Alex, back here." I came in. Hit that switch back here. I hit the switch. Radio goes off. Seriously,
I understand.
Killed radio. Just. You think Madonna did it? No, I did it first. Yeah.
So that was my fear one of the first days I got here was like, am I going to accidentally turn off the radio station one day? And then I got here, did one of my first school talks, and you said you've already done it. So if that happened, I can just say I was following Emerson.
Had some dead air a few times.
Okay, you were asking who were your producers, right? So the first year was Adam and Jason. Adam Hedrick, Jason Lee. Then you had Mike Gonzalez. I'm not going to lie, Mike Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Tim Berry. Was third. Then Machine. There you go, Jordan. Rachel Calhoun and Sean Durham.
Man.
Dan Rumke and Taylor Earls.
Taylor's the sheriff department.
Alan Serwinski.
Yeah, Mr. Newsman.
Keegan.
Oh,
Lampert.
Keegan, yeah.
Is that Keith Zerinsky's brother?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Then you had Trayon McClendon.
He doing
Doctor.
Great. Doctor, yeah.
Jevin Robinson.
Jevin.
Yeah. Bree. Brianna Cooper.
Oh, man. The journalist. She's a big-time journalist now.
Zach Evans.
What's Zach doing now? Yep, Zach.
He's in the Army. I think he's in the military. Zach Harshman.
Yep, the two Zachs.
Daniela Giaconda.
Oh, yep.
Cesar Fernandez. And he kind of shared some time with Ishmael, Nabe, and Harrison Dunnick. 20 COVID year with me.
They got it. Yep.
Yeah, we
was in the basement.
And then some guy named Max.
I know. I don't like that guy.
That was your those your that's your producer.
Thanks, Mr. Easter. That's Memory Road.
I mean, I remember some of those.
Great, great kids. I mean, actually great kids. And a lot of them, most of them, you know, I see them on social media doing great things. So, and like, you know, like Jordan, still involved in the community. And now, as a young person at back then, now you're giving back and dealing with young folks, you know, because young folks need all the help they can get. And that's no show, but that's smack show. But young folks nowadays, y'all, just my opinion, you're exposed to so much is going on. And some of us just need a little hand. So
that's true.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. I understand. Listen. Okay. You got Jordan here. You knew him more, so you're allowed to keep asking him as many questions as you want. It's fine.
Got my money? No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Okay then. Once again,
I think you owe me some money from back then.
I think I owe the producers a lot.
You're right. You do owe me some money.
I never got paid.
They trained you well.
I never got paid once.
I know Max has been
checks in the mail.
Yeah, snail mail. Yeah, it's not that mail on the computer. But I O. Remember you used to say got mail A O L got mail. Was it A O L?
I think so.
Got
yeah.
Mail, you know? So I'm telling my age again now. Dart out. I'm sorry, Max. I'm not who I am, but go ahead.
Fine. It's fine. As you can tell, this is the end of the school year because Emerson is a bit more Emerson-like, I guess you could say. He's crazy with the Q.
Crazy with the Q.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine here.
I'm happy for you, Matt.
So, Jordan, you talked about how you're still in the community doing all your stuff. What skills from radio, if any, do you still use today?
Parking cars.
There we go.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's one thing that I will say that I use things I learned here in the pretty much every day. I was big into the audio production back in high school and doing I was in a band, recorded some stuff, had some recording studios, and then getting in here and like kind of learning how to do like the production for ads or just putting stuff together. I put radio ads and scripts and do stuff in audition like really quick and almost weekly. So, and that's kind of what got me into the field and really helped with a lot of the advertising I do with my company and my previous companies. And then also taught me how to deal with radio people, because radio people, we're all a little we're a special breed.
Yes,
you know. So it's
nice way to put
it's, sometimes they're a little interesting to deal with.
I'm glad you said it, Barrett. I would just been probably push them back. They probably just put the button on me.
Push the giant red button. The radio magic one.
I call it the Mac the Jackson button. I was just.
That's over there.
Yes. Back in the back. What'd you play? What instrument did you play?
I was a.
Didn't I go to one of your
quote unquote singer and guitar player?
Didn't I go see you play? I think was you at a church. The west side one time?
We played at the Underground, the Harrison Center, a few times over at 16th and Delaware.
Okay.
We played all over.
I went, one of the hosts played in the band, and they was doing a benefit, they were suicide prevention. And I went to the concert, and it's one of our students, I thought it was you, but then again, I'm old, so, but yeah.
So I don't remember a lot of those concerts. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. What type of music?
Definitely a long time ago.
Yeah. It was punk rock, loud, fast punk rock.
See, good music right there. Glad to hear.
It was fun.
There we go, Emerson. I want to hear more of your music, Emerson.
Oh, wow.
Your punk rock songs.
Well, I used to sing in a band when I was you guys' age. I did a James Brown show. I sung "The Funky Chicken" by Rufus Thomas. We won a talent contest at Indiana State University in 1971. Me singing "The Funky Chicken" and "The Penguin," and doing a James from James Brown songs. Then I played sax and I played flute, so I got off into jazz, playing jazz. And then now I don't play neither one because I got nerve damage in my left hand. But it's jazz, R&B. I like rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, you know, God bless her heart, Tina Turner. You know, her music, man, was rocking. No two ways about it. So
no, she didn't even choose that name. I heard that the other day. Ike Turner chose that name for her. It's like, you're Tina Turner now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know, cut the cake. But eat the cake. But it's like, if she was like about rock and roll, man. And Rod Stewart, I'm a fan of Rod Stewart, and he has raspy voice. That Rod Stewart, and the same raspy voice that Tina Turner has, that raspy voice. But so I was off into all types of music. Chicago group, Chicago. It was just rock and roll.
You know, I haven't seen the movie What's Love Got to Do with It, which is her life story. You know, once again, we're off script here.
It's fine.
Talk about Tina Turner. But what a amazing person when you look at all she fought through in her life between the stuff with Ike and when she was married and how she was abused, and then, you know, her decision to fight back and get out of that situation, and then she had to fight to keep Tina Turner in court and had to beat Ike there, and then she had to fight to get her music be rediscovered. And at the age of, in her mid-40s, suddenly she's a pop star again. And then towards her later years, she's out, like, touring and keeping up with models half, three-quarters of her age sometime. No, you know, it just, what an amazing person. And then towards the end of her life, she fought strokes, and she had cancer and kidney failure, and she fought all those things. And I saw an interview with her couple years before she passed, and you know, she was still full of life and teaching Gail King how to dance and those things. So I think she's a good example of how to live your life, you know, be a fighter and fight for what you believe in, fight for yourself, and you know, keep going. That's why I think she, and you talk about her music too, in different eras of her music and things. You talk about her 80s stuff or stuff with Ike, things like that. I mean, amazing performer.
That was one of my biggest things, just how long she'd been doing it, too. That was impressive, wow, yeah, for sure. So I'd like to point out that both Jordan and Emerson, a bit more impressive in the musical sense than me. My 3 years of middle school band, I don't think exactly equate to the same thing there.
But you played in school band.
Yeah,
see, that's
did.
One thing I did not do. So you had the passion, the word, I can't find the word, but you had the knowledge and the parents that got you in the band. You know, I wasn't even thinking about school band. I wasn't even thinking about school. I mean, I didn't finish school. I mean, I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. So if I had my mom, they did great. They raised 7 kids, so I ain't complaining. But you know, ninth grade, I wasn't even was going to heck in a handbasket. You know, it was like school. What's that place you don't go? You know, and I didn't. So, but I always say if I had this program back when I was in school back in the '70s, man, I would have been in radio. I would definitely been in radio and TV. No two ways about it. Because of what the program offers, and it's fun, it's really fun. And then I play saxophone on my radio show, so
it'd be yeah, cool. I think.
Oh, hey, pass up.
I think this program, like you said, if it was back then, I mean, this program I know has helped a lot of people and kept. I don't think I would have dropped out, but I would not have succeeded like I did in school without this program.
That's
without
crazy,
without
ain't it?
Without Area 31 and BDTV.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about it, because I don't know why. Maybe because it's alive. This is a living, breathing organism. You know, it's alive. I mean, I always tell young folks, when you go on radio, you're out there for the world to hear, more so now than it was back in the 70s. I mean, we've had listeners as far as Florida, you know, listen to the show, and they let us know. Yeah, I listened to the show while I was in Florida. I saw it online, whatever. You know, so this program really allows you to open up if you're ever a sheltered person. And a lot of young folks, even the guests, and have said that about different programs that have been there since high school. That program helped them. I wouldn't. This is, yeah, this, this, This show is something else, boy. Max, man, you got a winner, boy. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Wow, okay then. It's not my show anymore. It's been the
end. It never was.
I understand. So real quickly, I know we're at 8. We're going over. That's fine. I'm not surprised.
Tell the producer. Who's in charge?
I guess technically you would be today since I was hosting.
No, I ain't in charge of none. N-U-T-T-I-N-G. See, I can't spell.
I'm proud of you for that. So we have graduations happening the next few weeks across Indiana. So I'm going to ask both of you, what is your advice to the class of 2023? I know that's a loaded question, but it is an important one for sure. As we wait to hear.
It's dead air.
I made you. See, I was going to make you guys have a difficult one.
That is hard. But that is hard because of, once again, all the things that young folks are exposed to now. I mean, a whole bunch of data, a whole bunch of experiences, whole bunch of information, and it's here now, you know. So, and you think about what you want to be, where you want to go, you got to find some way to stay on track. You got to stay focused, and that is so hard to do with all the noise. So my advice to the graduates, stay focused on the path that you've chosen for success. It's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of detractors, a lot of naysayers, a whole lot of haters. Oh boy, they're coming out of the woodwork like skeletons in Halloween. But and they're gonna freak you out because some of the haters you thought weren't haters. Where did that come
That's
from?
True.
So stay focused on your dream. Keep your eye on the prize.
Yeah, I would have to say something similar with the distractions and everything. Don't take social media so seriously. I was lucky enough to come up with, I was the last generation, I think, to have, we didn't have internet at the time. Then we had dial up, and then it went really, really fast to everything, to, you know, the cable, to the DSL, to all that. And now it's all in your phone, you know. It's insane. And people don't put their real selves out there. And I think people can get really caught up in what that person's doing, how successful this person's doing, but don't judge yourself based on that. Just live your own life and don't worry about what the Facebook and Instagram says.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I mean, about social media, it's hard to believe. I mean, I've been sitting over here, like, posted the thing we did there when you came in and, you know, stuff like that. That wasn't a thing 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah, 07, you know, I had to be enrolled in a university before I could even get a Facebook back then. So, and now everybody has one. So
I think my advice, and this is something I didn't know when I was a teenager, is just be true to who you are. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I know it's easier said than done. You know, you sit here and I've got 30 years experience since I was in high school. 30 years this year, as a matter of fact. And you know, Emerson's got more. Daniel should have seen the look I got there. But what I would say is that the people that you knew in high school that bullied you or, you know, messed around with you or you know, said things bad about you, in 30 years, most of those people are gonna not be in your life anymore. Most of those people are going to change, and you'll see them on social media. They, you know, they look totally different now than they did. That hot girl or guy in high school is going to look totally different now when it's 30 years after that. You know, so don't get caught up in all that. Just be true to who you are, and I think that will make your life a lot easier. Don't worry so much.
Don't worry, Emerson, it's fine. Everyone could hear the paper.
Don't worry so
in the
much
middle of a serious
about
conversation.
Don't get caught up and worry so much about what other people think of you. Just be yourself. And again, I know that's easier said than done when you're 17, 16, 18 years old. I think that students now are bombarded with a lot more than I was 30 years ago. I don't know how you guys do it, to be honest. But, you know, everybody says, Oh, man, kids these days. You know, I love that. When I go get a haircut or something, I'll be sitting in there and, kids, what do you do? I'm a teacher. Oh, where do you teach? Ben Davis High School. Oh, that's what I hear. And it makes me mad. It makes me angry because people have no idea the great young people that we have at Ben Davis High School or that feed in here through Area 31. Yeah, everybody wants to talk about young people, but they don't know them. Sit down, talk to them. You know, that's my favorite thing about this job. It's not teaching the radio. It's not teaching mass media. It's not teaching broadcast journalism. But it's when I get to sit down and talk to kids, and you find out there's a lot there. You know, there's a lot there. They're going through a lot. They're dealing with a lot, but they're succeeding as well. And just like yesterday, we had a fire drill. Wasn't planned. I had a kid who came in kind of late. He's like, oh, yeah, we were in culinary. And I was like, I didn't know you did culinary. And so we started talking about him doing culinary. I was like, well, you know, I know this is hard to believe, but I like to eat. That was his reaction too. But, you know, now there's a new connection there that I didn't know about before. I kind of hate it because it's like the last week of school. But just you got to get to know, because all these kids have interests. They want to be something, you know, who knows exactly what sometimes, but they want to be something. They want to do something, and they have dreams. They have hopes. It's not all TikTok dances and Instagram pictures. A lot of it is.
Yeah.
But it's not all that. The kids have these hopes and dreams, and you just got to talk to them and sit down. Don't be afraid of kids. Don't be afraid of teens. Talk to them. They're good kids. Okay, that's my rant.
There we go. Thank you so much, Mr. Easter, for saying all the nice things about our generation. We appreciate that, and we will only embarrass you just a little bit. So, I think it is finally time for us to get ready to end this. It's been an incredible season of School Talk so far, but... as Emerson always says, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out is what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Emerson. Modern Emerson. Not young Emerson. That one was a knucklehead. Copy Jordan. He's successful. He's doing a lot. Copy Mr. Easter. He's also very successful. And I guess you can maybe even copy me. Just only a little bit, though. Don't steal my job. I'd like to still be able to work, please. The views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. They are only the views of me and my guests, and we have a lot of great guests today. So make sure you tune in next year. I'll be at Ball State, so we have some new people who are going to be doing this again. It's Big Rob, Big Nelly. They're going to be the producers for next year. Good luck, class of 2023. And to next year's WBDG crew, we set the standard here this year. It's your job, though, to raise the bar. It's been an honor and a privilege to have been on Giant 90.9. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, and see you next year on School Talk.